Good morning and welcome to Dear Sports Fan Sports Forecast for Friday, January 30th, 2015. Sports is no fun if you don't know what's going on, so here's what's going on. Let's start with some NBA basketball. We've got a doubleheader on ESPN tonight. The first game is the Dallas Mavericks at Miami Heat, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on ESPN. This game is a matchup between the current 7th seed in the Eastern Conference and the current 7th seed in the Western Conference. The difference? The Mavericks have won 30 games and lost 17 so far, while the Heat have actually lost more than they've won. The gap in quality between the East and the West is so big this year that people are thinking about alternative ways of doing playoff qualification. Part of the fun of the second game between the Chicago Bulls and Phoenix Suns in Phoenix at 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ESPN will be the stargazing in the audience. With the Super Bowl in nearby Glendale, Arizona on Sunday, make sure you check out some of our very full coverage of the plot and characters of that game on DearSportsFan.com. Celebrities will be flocking to this game in large numbers. In the NHL, there are no nationally televised hockey games, but the best game of the night is the Chicago Blackhawks at Anaheim Ducks at 10 p.m. Eastern Time on regional cable. This is the middle game of three in California for the Blackhawks. They lost their first game against the Los Angeles Kings and will be looking to make up for it against the first-place Ducks before they head off to play the San Jose Sharks on Saturday. If you feel like staying up really late tonight, the Australian Open at 3 a.m. Eastern Time on ESPN, so actually Saturday morning, it's the women's final between Serena Williams and Maria Sharapova. This is about as good a matchup as anyone could want in terms of television ratings. Serena Williams is the best women's tennis player of her generation, and Sharapova is the most marketable women's tennis star in the world. I know there's a problem that those two things don't match up, but that's how it is. Sharapova has not beaten Serena Williams since 2004, when Sharapova was only 17 years old. Since then, these two have played 15 times, and Sharapova has lost all 15. Maybe, just maybe, this will be Sharapova's turn to win. We'll see. Thanks for listening. That was Dear Sports Fan Sports Forecast for Friday, January 30th, 2015. You can find us on the web at DearSportsFan.com and send me questions, especially if you've got any about the Super Bowl, to DearSportsFan@gmail.com. As always, thanks to my brother Jesse Fisher for the theme music. He's at JesseFisher.com. Have a great day.